We're recording, right?
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience.
That's you guys.
In a show called...
Stab!
Stab.
Hello! Welcome to Stab here at Luna's Cafe, Sacramento, California.
Stab.
1414 16th Street. Right across the street from... Okay. Anyway.
Simon's Bar.
Simon's Bar. Right across the street from Simon's Bar. You guys ready to meet your contestants? Yes! Oh my god. Oh my god. Let's welcome to the stage, JoJo Lewis.
Stab.
Yes!
Hi!
Yeah, woo! Right next to him, we've got Edgar Granados.
Yo, swag, hey. 420.
Okay. And right next to him, we have Jesse Jones. A fucking gen. Again.
Stab.
Let's meet them all. Very good. Do you guys like the new theme song?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Big fan.
Is it? Okay.
It's good. Like neon sex.
Yeah.
Some lush vibes.
Is that a John Mayer song? Okay.
It's gonna be.
Neon sex.
A neon sex.
I got neon. He does have a song called Neon.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Neon, neon.
Yeah.
Neon, neon.
Oh.
Who knows? Do you really know the song?
No, I just know that one part.
Okay. Well,
because who does?
There goes that duet. JoJo, how's it going?
Oh, fantastic. I love being here.
Wonderful. I guess, I don't know if you knew this about JoJo. He once killed a man with his clothed hands, which is a lot harder than with your bare hands. It's okay. With mittens. He had mittens on, isotoner gloves. So, JoJo, how about that?
Huzzah.
Very good, JoJo. Thank you for being here. Yeah, one clap. Just give him one clap. There we go. Okay. Next to him, Edgar Granados. You may know him from the last show of talking a lot out of turn.
I'm happy to hold the record for most appearances on Stab now because of that.
I think so. I think, yeah, it's the most appearances on a podcast you listen to. Thank you very much.
Oh, I don't listen to this podcast.
Okay, good. Well, thank you very much for being here, Edgar. I appreciate it. Your last show, you filled in on less than a half hour notice.
Yes, and
you didn't
do
that bad.
No, this one with 12 hours notice, I hope to do, however mathematically, as much better.
Okay, I hope so too. I don't know if you knew this about Edgar, he is a part of us all. Yeah. He's a part of us all.
That's true. You might just be a notch in a belt, but I'm just a part of us all.
Wow.
Maybe you shouldn't be drinking another
reference,
alcohol.
Reference.
Reference.
Jesse Jones.
Hey.
Doing his fourth show in 2 days.
It doesn't.
Stop.
Yes.
No.
Fourth show in 2 days. We were in San Francisco with a much smaller crowd than this. Yeah, we drove a long way.
Yeah, if you can believe it. 200-mile round trip for less than this.
Yeah. It was great. No, we got to pay for the venue, so thank you, Art.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for not charging us to be here. But I think we're actually inching up to our unofficial 100th show. I know we just did our 50th show, but this is show 92, I believe, right?
Something like that, yeah. Like officially.
But it's really only like 70-something podcasts.
Episodes.
So anyway, we're getting there. Jesse, I don't know if you knew about Jesse, but he will rock you like a hurricane. That is
not Cheryl Crow.
She's going to cover it one
day,
though,
yeah.
I feel. Let's play Stab. All right. Okay. All right. This first segment's called This Was Today Once. JoJo, on this date, 1690, the colony of Massachusetts issues the first paper money in the Americas. Also on this very date, 1959, deaths of rock and roll musicians Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and JP, the Big Bopper Richardson, are in a plane clash. Plane Clash.
That's a different band.
That's when the Clash died. The Plane Clash. Plane Crash near Clear Lake, Iowa. How did you celebrate the aforementioned in tandem?
As luck would have it, My grandfather, who was very dementia, wrote a letter to my dad once about this very topic. And I'm going to read it to you as he would have read it. Here we go. I remember the bygone days when a man would work sun up to 11 a.m. and then count his wage until sundown. Now we have all this newfangled papery money, and I, sir, am agin it. How will you know which house is the best during Halloween, huh? By the size of the candy? I guarantee you that no wax button or gravy-flavored gumdrop, regardless of size, will equal out to a crisp buffalo head penny, a coin that could keep a family in radishes for a month. Rolls of pennies were a way of life, and that way of life is under attack. Imagine you're with a beautiful young woman and you find her nether regions smell only of flesh. Harlot! A virtuous woman's nethers will possess the sweet coppery smell of someone making use of the original American marital aid. And what will we carry in this so-called currency in? Wallets? Wallets are for sanitary napkins and death certificates. Real men carry purses. Big purses. Filled to the brim with coins, heavy enough to beat down a hooligan or mouthy prostitute with equal ability. What a dark time this will be. Every house will have a Scrooge McDuck vault filled in, because that was the only way to keep your coins, and that would only last you a few days. What will we use now? Slips of paper? And that's progress? There will be people who remember the old times, like those musicians I like. What, the Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper and the Richie Valens? Those are real men. They only accept coins. They count their payout by weighing it. And each one of them refuses to work for less than one-third of the maximum carrying capacity of a single-engine airplane. They could demand more and they don't. It's about integrity. They want to make America great again. A time when only the strong had money, because only they could carry it. A time when you couldn't trust banks because they didn't exist yet. What a horrible future you're going to live in, son. It disgusts me. Accepting bills for mowing lawns. In my day, we only accepted nickels, and lawns were hundreds of acres long, and we had push mowers, so at the end we could only carry one coin home or we'd die. You make me sick, and I say you're adopted at night to help me sleep. Dictated but not read. Thaddeus Lewis.
Thaddeus Lewis.
More like Thaddeus Lewis.
So that's rude.
That's mean. We're still playing Stab. That's the name of this show. Edgar Granados, it's your turn on this date, 1998. Jesus.
Shut up, Edgar.
All right. Edgar, on this date, 1998, stamps commemorating Princess Diana go on sale across Britain. Also on this very date, 1982... John Sharples of England finishes disco dancing for 371 hours. How did you choose to celebrate the aforementioned combined?
Well, John, I'm so glad you asked. For this time in the way, way back, for my this time in this time at the way, way back. You know, when I hear disco, I think cocaine. And I'm so glad you asked that question, since this is the date of the stamp's commemoration. I was already planning on sending pictures of Princess Diana's mangled body to all the paparazzi responsible for her death to their respective personal private homes. And the funny thing is, John, I was planning on using that very same stamp to cover the costly cost of mailing a letter across the pond. So to answer your question, John, in conclusion, I began the day with a series of waves performed at the royal angle, 98 degrees, which was the Princess Diana's favorite boy band. And after finishing every hand-staking, pain-written letter, I decided that the Queen's Royal Post was simply not enough. So I boarded a flight on Air France, spent a lovely weekend in a cottage on the outskirts of Bordeaux, the French wine country, and after gathering my accoutrements, roller skates, glitter, and a hairstylist named Fran Drescher, hairdresser, I skanoodled through the tube to sunny Los Angeles, London, to hand-deliver each letter with the soothing pleasures of sonic sensation ABBA, decked in my roller skates and donning a garb that I'd stolen from Olympian gold medalist, I think, Michelle Kwan. thank you.
Very good. Very good. I do believe Michelle Kwan did earn a gold medal in the, I don't know which one. Very good, Edgar. I'm sorry for telling you to shut the fuck up so much.
Hey, it's cool, man. We all, you know, we all underestimate genius. Sip, 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 drink.
Jesse Jones. On this date, 1990, jockey Billy Shoemaker, age of 58, retires after 40,350 horse races. Also on this very date, in 1990, Daryl Strawberry enters the Smithers Center for Alcoholic Rehabilitation. How did you choose to celebrate the aforementioned combined?
John, come on. Can you keep the fucking shouting down just a little fucking bit? And do these lights have to be so fucking bright as the sun? I'm sorry, Art, John. I'm sorry. I'm still recovering from yesterday's Billy Straw festivities. I'm sure you're familiar with the Billy Straw Carnival. It's a little party celebrating excess and indulgence on the first Tuesday of February, the day before sports fans celebrate Arthur Ashe Wednesday. With retirement and rehabilitation from all of our sins. As per my usual celebration, I woke up yesterday at the crack of 1 in the afternoon and started by mixing up a batch of my famous traditional shoeberries, a delicious mixture of cocaine, strawberry quick, and ketamine. I like to stir in a dash of milk just to make the mix a paste. And then I spread it onto my gums with a shoe polish brush. After that, I spend the next 45 minutes constantly vibrating as the cocaine and ketamine fight it out in my system, all while slowly smacking my lips to the delicious grainy taste of vaguely strawberry-flavored milk. A tradition which I repeat every hour on the hour as long as I'm still physically able. Usually at some point in the evening, I wind up chasing a magical talking miniature pony into the field attached to the elementary school by my house, stripping naked and shouting at the playground equipment to mind its own fucking business before peacefully passing out wedged tightly in the plastic slide. And later being awoken the next morning by the refreshing splash of sprinkler water. Ash Wednesday is then spent trying to unravel the riddles I left scattered around the house for myself while high on horse tranquilizers and once again trying to save as many toes as I can from frostbite.
Very good, Jesse Jones. This was today once. Very good. Which brings us to our next segment called the Topical Haiku Challenge. As you know, the Topical Haiku Challenge consists of each contestant doing 3 separate haikus in regards to the following topical story. Edgar, I have a feeling you're going to be making these up.
Whatever would give you that impression, dear Jonathan?
Here's the story, so you can start writing them. The world's fattest man may have been done in by his love for energy drinks, his doctor said Tuesday. The 38-year-old 980-pound Andres Moreno was known to have consumed six energy drinks a day. His doctor said that might have been what got him. Please have written three haiku each. In regards to that, we're going to start with Edgar. No, we're going to start with JoJo Lewis and his first of three topical haiku.
Okay. I'll read this slow so that everyone gets it. This one is titled, Who's to Blame? The most shocking thing about this fat, sad story, he had a doctor.
Very good, JoJo.
Thank you.
We'll move right on to Jesse Jones. His first of
you three. You got it, Edgar. I believe in you. My first is titled, To the Extreme! It turns out it's true. Drinking Red Bull gives you wings. Fat, fat angel wings.
Very good. Very good. We'll go ahead and go back to JoJo doing a second of three.
Okay.
Haiku.
This one is titled Tombstone. His grave reads, Andre Moreno, so much potential energy.
Very good. Jesse Jones, your second of three.
It's so close. Second is titled 2 and 20. Didn't make it to 40. Didn't make it to 1,000. Quitter.
And JoJo Lewis doing his third of three topical haiku.
All right. This one is titled In the Beginning. In the third grade, he said, when I grow up, I want to be rocket fuel.
I'm sorry. Thank you very much, JoJo. Jesse Jones.
Well, hold on. He's almost got two.
He almost has two?
Yeah.
I have one.
That's what I said. You almost have two.
All right. Well,
that's what that meant. That's that you had finished one and were well on your way to a second.
What are you just saying?
Almost
12
having
hours?
Two.
I was at the Department of Human Assistance trying to get my EBT.
Yeah, every Wednesday you do that.
Well, that's when they make the appointments, JoJo. Take it up with the county.
So, Edgar, you could read one of yours if
you'd
like.
Yeah, you can read your first one, and then I'll do my third.
Oh, okay, I'll do one. Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'll do the ridge.
Oh.
This one's, okay, so for my tropical haiku Ford Challenger.
Tropical haiku.
Brought to you by Folsom Ford. Stop by Folsom Ford for all your Folsom Ford needs. John. My haiku is titled Stasis. Dead at 38. 98 times 10 pounds. Yeah. Maybe it was drinks.
Very good. Very good.
All right.
Very good.
My third?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes, my third was titled Second Opinion. I'm no doctor, but the cause of death might be being half a ton.
Very good. Edgar?
Yes, sir.
Do you have your second one?
I have a second.
All right. You only have to do two.
I can do three.
Okay.
Do three.
This one has no title. Its title is Untitled. Dr. Oz, a wizard, couldn't stop the torrent of food. Energy drinks help.
All right. Are you making notes on the last one? Are you?
Huh? Oh, I keep going, yes?
Yeah, your turn.
Yeah.
Alrighty, let's do it.
Last one. Power through.
This one is called Untitled Number 2. Monster, they called him. With no fear, he replied, brave.
Use your fingers.
Red Bull. And no fear.
All right, very, very good. Very good, Renanos. Everybody, good job. Everybody, god damn it. That was the topical haiku challenge, sort of.
Best stab ever.
This next segment. It's called Reorganization. Please take this existing acronym and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who does it now represent? Since we primarily do the show from Sacramento, today's acronym is SAC. Yes, I realize it's not an acronym existing, but please acronymize SAC. What does SAC stand for you, JoJo?
Okay. SAC now stands for Snack a Cat. Not to be confused with snack attack, the sudden, possibly pre-diabetic tendency to become terribly hungry for no reason. Snack a Cat is a proprietary app for Android operating systems that allows you to use the power of unmanned drones to drop salmon, halibut, and other tasty fish on feral cats or just whoever. Because you're not really crazy until you have the unregulated ability to drop shit from the sky. Snack a Cat!
Very good, JoJo. Very good. Edgar, did you do this one?
Yes.
Okay, good. SAC.
For my disorganization,
yep.
I have it here somewhere. Thank you. SAC, the Sordid Assault Coalition. This is a league of nefarious gentlemen behind the relentless inundation of demeaning garbage that has come to define the majority of your life. Like parking tickets, trips to the DMV, grocery store clerks that don't know what yogurt is. All this and more can be whittled down to the key decisions that come from the top of the Sordid Assault Coalition. Their goal is no less than the full compliance of all registered citizens and the continued printing of our increasingly inflated money. They are also the guys that tell birds when to poop on your car.
All right, very good. Very good, Edgar. Jesse Jones, what does SAC mean to you?
Well, SAC is a popular segment on Wake Up Carson, weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on KNCC Channel 44, Carson City's most trusted source for news, weather, and traffic, where viewers send in their wacky challenges and stunts to entertainment reporter Alan Marcus and ask if Alan thinks he can do it in the show's most popular segment. Sure, Alan can! Here's a taste from this morning's episode. Viewer at Rebecca Smiles sent this tweet to the SAC Twitter account this morning. She said, "Hey, Alan, do you think you can blow up a balloon underwater and make a balloon animal?" Oh, I don't know, Rebecca Smiles. That one sounds kind of tough. But sure, Alan can. And we'll see that a little later in the 8 o'clock hour. Our next challenge comes from viewer Sienna April, and she writes, "Hey, Alan, I bet you couldn't make a basket from the roof of your studio on a hoop sitting in your parking lot." Well, you know, Sienna, you're on. Sure, Alan can. And you'll see for yourself Thursday when I do just that, with all the proceeds going to Street Hugs, a charity that donates scarves to the Carson City homeless. Oh, and hey, what's this one? Looks like our producer Katie has one for me. She's just rushing this one out here. Hey, Katie. Let's see. All right. This one's from the Carson City Coroner's Office. This one says, "Mr. Marcus, oh, come on, guys, call me Alan. Mr. Marcus, I regret to inform you that this morning the Carson City Police Department found what they believed to be the body of your wife, Vanessa Cooper, Marcus. We need you to come to the coroner's office to see if you can identify the body. Identify the body of my murdered wife. Sure. Alan can.
Very good. Took a... That leaves us with two more segments. This next segment's called Write an erotic Poem About It. JoJo, please have written an erotic poem on how your death is going to play out. An erotic poem about how your death is going to play out.
I'm glad Danielle is here in the audience because she killed me in a previous episode.
That's right. You were killed in a previous episode.
Sorry. All right. Here we go. First, they'll take the dildo out. Out of where? Oh, there's only like three places it could be. And after that, they'll take the dildos out of the other two places. They will light candles because the smell, oh, like the breath of a dog. After it ate the breath of a smellier dog. We'll have an open casket, my body stiff with both rigor mortis and desire. Waiting for the lucky mourner who manages to engage my urethra's impressive, if compact, muscular systems. I'm dreaming of a white funeral, ladies. Or gentlemen. A beautiful, sexy death. Brought to you by Snack-A-Cat!
Snack-A-Cat!
Snack-A-Cat! A surprise in every sky. That's it.
Very good, JoJo. Granados, comma, Edgar. An erotic poem about democracy.
What is the title of this segment?
Write an erotic poem about it.
For my flight, a neurotic noem.
Good gimmick.
This is called Sub-Domocracy. Thank you. Democracy. Or so I've been told. Free to choose my fate, I was hooked, I was sold. I thought that you voted for me and slithered into my loins, the subtle puddle I was after meeting your groin. Robert Goins was the name of my best friend for 2 years. Then in high school, there was a new friend, new fears, a new name, still my friend. What happened to you? The sweet, silly concubine that I met out the blue, now the red, now the blue team again. It's getting so hard to pretend, we're not playing pretend. What happened? Your touch, you're a little too much. If the push and the pull was the same from the start, then by now I'd have finished, come from the balls of my heart. But you keep changing positions. Can't hardly keep up with the pump of your rump. Let's just stop all this funk. Fuck me. Democracy with your people's choice dick. Because I didn't choose to be moist. I feel sick. You were the solution, but now I don't know. Your sex isn't sexy, and your hair doesn't grow. Where are the poets, the artists, and more who represent me and the interest of the poor? I still let you get it, but heed my vocal wisdom. I think red is your color, democratic socialism. Snap, baby.
Very good. Very good, Edgar.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Jesse Jones. Please have written an erotic poem about Hillary and George Clinton. Ooh. Hillary and George Clinton.
Hated this so much. And it took so long, and it's so bad. Let's get it out of the way.
Right.
Space suits. Pants suits. One is the captain of Mothership Funk. One has a husband with some scandalous spunk.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right, all right. This is weird.
I haven't been able to tell all night tonight what has been mocking and what's been sincere.
Right, yeah. Yep.
Hillary, will your presidential bid just end in tears? She wants it so bad she can taste it. George has been running his parliament for years upon years, beaming tasty ass up to his spaceship. And one day, maybe things will work out for Hill, and it's entirely possible George might get his fill, yet somehow between them, one more Clinton's more chill. Neither of the two is quite as cool as old Bill.
Very good. Very brief. It was good. Huh? You really...
No, it's terrible.
You really... You soldiers. This brings us to the last segment of our show.
Yay.
I apologize.
What? You have a band teacher snap.
I did take band when I was beating up band in teacher? School.
Did you take band teachers?
A dad
band
snap.
Class?
Well, you know it.
Like the band.
Hey, guys, you know what would be cool? Is like to like end the show.
That would be hella neat.
All right, this next segment called Department of Tourism. Congrats, everyone. You've been hired as the tourism director of the following towns. Please make us want to come to those cities. JoJo Lewis, you were given JoJoaville.
Okay.
Edgar, you were given Birth Controllington.
I wrote that.
Birth Controllington. Jesse Jones, you were given Washington PC. PC, Washington PC. We're going to go ahead and start with JoJo and JoJoaville.
Okay. This is like the text of a video, but here we go. Thank you for your interest in visiting our lovely town of JoJoaville. I know you've already looked at the statistics and you've checked us out online, but why don't we hear from one of our oldest residents, JoJo Lewis. JoJo, why should we come visit scenic JoJoaville?
Well, every street is lined with broken dreams baked right into the topsoil, like garlic and naan bread, which we have at every corner market for the low, low price of get out of here.
JoJo, what would you say is the source of civic pride that people feel in JoJoaville?
Our civic pride is a combination of sneaking off to read dirty Japanese comic books and eating pizza until you throw up on your dick. Trump 2016.
JoJo, what would you say is the most beautiful aspect of JoJoaville? The thing that gives it that certain je ne sais quoi?
Well, I think it would have to be all of the times I tried to restore my own foreskin.
What?
Give me a second.
All right.
Sitting close to...
Okay.
It's sitting close to hometown.
Okay.
But if not that, it is the constant sense that you deserve more and get so much less. It's a wonder I haven't killed everyone I know.
Everyone's all, huh?
Yeah, it's almost done. JoJo, do you have any response to the critics of your town who say that you are trying way too hard to be like Marc Maron?
Let's hear it.
And your comedic style is both uninspired and unfunny.
Listen here, John Gamora.
Uh-oh.
We gave you gay marriage and we can take it right back.
JoJo, one last question. Are you going to go home and cry after this?
Indubitably!
There you have it, folks. So come on down to historic JoJoaville, where there is something wrong. There is something very wrong. Get help. I'm dying inside. Every moment is metaphysical agony, and I'm smart enough to know what that means. Seriously, get help. Somebody, anybody, thank you. This tourism video was brought to you by Snack-A-Cat.
Snack-A-Cat.
A callback to simpler times.
Very good. JoJo, thank you for being on the show again. Edgar Granados, Birth Controllington.
Wow, JoJo. I bet you know what Faulkner means. Birth Controllington. The sun rose on a shining isle, a vista supreme of immense proportions. Dewdrips fell from the stems and stalks of all the palms on all sidewalks.
Now it's about time that he butchers our language.
Hi, I'm Jefferson Jessenthrope, and relation. That's all I have to say about that. Look, love is a battlefield of farts. I'm sorry, that's a typo. Love is a battlefield of sharts. That's right. There's no babies here. Birth Controllington is a place for fucking free baby worries, right? You won't believe how many babies there aren't here. It's true. Just look around at our adult swing sets and guilt-free nightclubs. There's no girl here, baby. Just come look at it. You'll see that there is no better place to not raise your baby. Just come look at it, and our scientists and politicians have collaborated in a way that is in no way detrimental to our safety in order to bring you the most comprehensible births.
No. You have to say that word again.
Comprehensive birth controller in the world. Modern medicine. The triage behind Advil. Magic Johnson is still here. And codeine cough syrup. Move in and out and in and out without a care in the world. Thank you, Jefferson Jessenthrope.
Very good, Edgar. Yeah. It's always nice. Jesse Jones, yeah. Washington, P.C. I just want to come to Washington, P.C.
Welcome to Washington, P.C., your home of the finest quality personal computing hardware, software, and accessories. I'm Lawrence Washington of Washington, P.C. You may remember my previous personal computing store, the PC Universe.
You piece of shit.
And if you do, you probably remember the fire that consumed all of those incredible deals. But have no fear. Washington PC continues on the tradition of unbeatable savings on monitors. 15, 17, and 19 inches in size. Need RAM? Whether you need 8 megabytes or 16, we've got you covered at Washington, PC. God damn it. Is it time to upgrade to Windows 98? We've got all the know-how we've got all the know-how to help you make the leap. Speaking of leap, are you worried about Y2K? It's no problem at Washington, PC. We'll make sure your personal computer is Y2K compliant and then some. QuickBooks, Office 97, Sound Blaster Pro. You won't find better prices anyway. Pentium inside, it sure is at Washington, P.C. So come on down to Washington, P.C., conveniently located on Kingsley Boulevard, across the street from O. Henry's Flooring Liquidators, and right next door to Burrito Bandito, home of the 50 Cent Guac. Buy any burrito at Burrito Bandito and just say guack it for a delicious scoop of guacamole for just 50 extra cents. Washington, P.C. Where just like at the old PC universe, our motto remains to this day, no Jews or darkies.
That's the end of Stab. Thank God that's the end of Stab. One more time, JoJo Lewis, Edgar Granatos, Jesse Jones. Thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, you're welcome. shut the fuck up. No,
so glad to be here.
Thank you. You guys, if you want to hear more of this shit, hey, see you later. You don't have to listen to this. All right, see you later.
Good thank night!
Everyone out of line, thank you for listening to the show. If you want to hear more Stabs, go to stabforgold.com. Stab, the number 4, gold.com. Go to SoundCloud, YouTube, all that shit. On Twitter, @StabShow.